Coming up after the top of the hour, this will be interesting. Donald Trump is going to have a press availability. He's going to yell at the press for screwing him up.
Lying about him. There's lying going on.
I dare anyone to call him first loser. Using his own words.
The first question is going to be, Donald, don't you think you're a loser? And then he's going to, all hell's going to break loose from there. Mark Sapelso will be with us at that time. Well, you know what I like to do. I already got it. I think I've got the, right now I'm listening in my headphones to the
to the
event area. They don't have the microphones up yet. Oh. And I just can't wait because the first one will be that. And then all hell will break loose from that point forward. All right, but we don't have to worry about that right now. What we got to worry about?
We have something else more pressing.
We got to worry about the big game on Sunday. I have to say that technically, gentlemen, because you know what happens here is that if I say the word super and the word bowl next to each other, the NFL has me shot. It's like they have a guy that just comes in and just removes me immediately.
Get in big trouble.
Yeah.
So we'll have to watch ourselves here.
Yeah, they're angry people at the NFL.
They have a lot of rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you just go missing in the middle of the night.
It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. My very dear friends from the Palina Meat Market are here, and there is no better place, Bill Begale and Andy Winkle, who've been on the show before, there is no better place on Earth, as far as I'm concerned, to prepare yourself for a big event like a Super Bowl or some other sort of form of... Ow, damn it. I hate when that happens. Or some other place, some other event, whatever it happens to be. Because, you know, we got the spring coming up. You know, people are going to get ready for Easter. They're going to get ready for communion season and stuff like that. You need something that's going to just knock people's socks off. And for grilling season, I hate to get ahead of myself, but this is how excited I get.
Right. Well, the groundhog saw the shadow, yeah. So we've got, you know, we'll be grilling soon.
Yeah. All right. So we got that. And then there's nothing better. There's nothing better than that. All right. So let's start with this. How do you see, like, a big football game Sunday? What's the perfect thing right now?
Perfect thing to eat?
Yeah, well, from your perspective, what would you like?
What do you recommend?
You were doing this, and you look around your shop, which is absolutely 100% beautiful, and it's the best smelling place I've ever been in my life. What would you take home with you?
I would probably take home a couple tomahawk steaks for sure. Some chili. We got a lot of different appetizers. We're making these jumbo pigs in a blanket with sriracha dogs, Hungarian dogs, chili dogs. And they're going to be rolled up. Those are going to be awesome. It's something different we're doing.
Dad, tell me about the sriracha dog for a second.
Mm-hmm. No, we tried it in the summer. Just 1 week we tried making them, and they sold like hotcakes. But we don't want to make them all the time. We want to make it a specialty item.
So it's actually the sriracha is in the hot dog. It's in the casing. It's within the meat.
It's a little spicy.
Same as our regular old-fashioned wiener, but we put the sriracha in there, and with a little onion in there, it's... outstanding.
Oh,
what about if you have a big crowd? Because I've got like 50 people we're entertaining. So we need to do that, but like party foods that are like bite size and stuff.
We do Italian beef. We make it fresh there. We do a jambalaya for a side dish. We do chili.
Now you make the jambalaya, right? Yourselves? Right. And then you sell it. Is it frozen or is it?
No, it's fresh. It's going to be in our counter where you could take whatever you want home with you. So if you want to take it.
But it's chilled, right? Then you just eat it back
cold.
Up.
You just heat it up.
Yeah, got it.
Something really popular for... the Super Bowl is, and they can do it themselves, is they can buy a pork shoulder and make pulled pork. Pulled pork sandwiches are very popular, either full size or they'll do a mini pulled pork sandwich, and that's something you can cook either in the oven or a lot of people like to do it in your crock pot. You're just adding the ingredients and the shoulder, let it go all day, and by the time the game starts, you're ready to go.
So how big is that?
Sounds easy.
Well,
is it on the bone or is it off the bone?
Yeah, you want to do it on the bone. That's where you get the
flavor
from.
Because you get all flavor from the bone,
absolutely.
Right?
Ours get as big as 9, and we can give you as little as 2 pounds. We'll cut it because we're hand-cutting everything, so we can give you any size you want. You'll see it in the counter.
You want to go to a place. I just got to say it. This Palina Meat Market, I've been going there my whole life.
Uh-huh.
In my lifetime, in two different locations. First of all, you walk in. It is an old European-style butcher shop and market, and they've got... fresh breads and all kinds. They just walk. There's nothing that you can't, and all kinds of other food too. You got jars of things
like jardiniere.
We get a lot of the older Europeans that come in and they say, "Oh, this reminds me of home."
How cool!
Yeah,
how cool is that? that. I love that.
And for the Super Bowl this year, we're carrying a lot of newer hors d'oeuvres. We're doing pot stickers. We're doing bacon-wrapped scallops. We're doing a lobster empanada.
Oh, I love that.
Are those frozen?
They're frozen.
Those are frozen, yeah.
Yeah, a few other ones.
So they're pre-made. You just pick them up when you're in the shop and getting your other
stuff.
And
you're just heating them up, throw them in the oven, and they're ready to go. Yeah,
and that's good for you because it's in the cases. You just grab them, and then you check out. For those of us who want the stuff behind the counter, we're willing to wait. I'm willing to wait for it.
But you always say, even when it's crowded.
Number. Absolutely.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't grab a number. I just wait.
He starts yelling, throwing a fit.
I just wait. Because it's so funny because you can grab a number and you wait in a few minutes or whatever it happens to be. And sometimes, on a Saturday afternoon, it might be more than just a few minutes, but it's so worth it because you walk up and down the aisles and there's so many. And it's not a gigantic place, but you got the. Yeah, the chocolate European chocolate bars. Ooh. You got that. It's like,
I didn't know you had all that.
And the mustards. I mean, they have
a wall
of mustard. Yep. You can't go wrong.
No,
you just can't.
All right, check that out.
All right, so you got the chili, you got the jambalaya. Chili, same deal, frozen or fresh?
Fresh. Okay, everything's fresh. We have it in the freezer, but we'll make it fresh this week.
Yeah.
For the big game.
Right. But what I'm saying is so when you purchase that, you're purchasing it either chilled or frozen.
Right.
And then you're heating it up at home.
Right.
Or in your crock pot. That too. Right. To get it back. And then we have 25 different varieties of brats and sausage, it says here.
And then some.
Yeah. And we're making a few extra this week because of the week it is.
I gotta just say the brat, just the standard brat. I mean, you're just your standard bratwurst. There is like to die for.
The number one seller is the veal brat.
Yeah,
vice versa.
What's the Sheboygan style brat? Is that
that's beef and pork. Your veal brat is a fine grind mild. Your Sheboygan is a coarse ground beef and pork.
Yeah, I love
a little
that
more
one.
Seasoning to it.
The veal though, the veal is soft. It's got that pop. It's got that soft sort of interior, right?
Correct.
When you're fine grind. Yeah. Oh my God.
You make your own sauces too. I see you got the tzatziki sauce, which I love, and it's homemade. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You got a lot of things like that you can buy.
We made that because we started making a lamb gyros brat,
and
it's perfect with perfect side to go with that.
What did you bring anything for me to eat?
Yeah,
what
are we making us all hungry in here? Oh, there you go.
All right, hold on. Let me. You know what, Violetta. Stand by here. Why don't you do the WGN traffic trouble spot? This is right up her alley too. This is from. This is sort of
Helena, yeah.
Yeah, from
she's a restaurant daughter, I guess, right?
Right. And Eastern European too, which makes it even, so she's used to all of these things that not for the faint of heart. There are some other items that if you like the Europeans will come in that want to eat. Mm-hmm. It's like when you go to a Chinese restaurant and they're serving a pigeon or something, who would do that? You just don't ask.
You go to the
Palaita market and there are some,
authentic meats.
Very authentic, and the next thing you're behind some guy and he's ordering something and it's you're hearing something move, and you're like, what is he doing?
At least you know it's fresh.
Yeah, totally.
Definitely.
Yeah, no, it's the best.
You can't beat the smell in there.
Head cheese. There you go.
The head cheese. Oh, yeah.
I need to know what that is.
No. It just sounds terrible, right?
Yeah.
But it's got a lot of different parts.
Blood sausage.
Do you have haggis? Because that's a popular.
No, I actually don't carry
haggis.
No. That's from the other part of Europe. That's the part that they're constantly trying to invade.
No one likes haggis anyway.
And by the way, it's 3501 North Lincoln Avenue and PalinaMeatMarket.com. Palina, Palina, by the way. It would be Palina everywhere else. Mm-hmm. Here it is, Palina. Through 291-7200 is our phone number. The Palina Meat Market is here. They're getting you ready for the big game on Sunday. I got to say the big game, otherwise they get sued or worse.
Yeah. Just disappear. And I just learned that it's not just meats and all these prepared foods, but you've got vegetables, you've got potatoes, you've got all these sauces and dips and things. It's like one-stop shopping.
If you've got meat preparation, I'm sorry, say that again.
Some dairy products, milk, sour cream, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Pick it all up.
If you have preparation questions for meats, these are your guys. These are the meat brothers right here.
I get that
that's
sense.
That's what they are, the meatheads. We
can
call
them
the meatheads.
Oh, that
would be a good way.
And they won't be offended.
I like that. That's right.
Bill and Andy from Palina Meat Market. And again, this is, the other thing I think is really cool about the place. You go in and it's guys who've been there for decades upon decades, right? The butchers behind them. and they all know everything about the meat. And it's like a professional. It's like when you go to Europe and you meet waiters, and it's like a professional job. Mm-hmm. It's not a bunch of kids behind a meat counter at a big grocery store going, "What do you want? What?" And they don't understand.
Trying to unload the bad stuff before it spoils, right?
Right.
We try to encourage the customers to come in and try something different. Ask the butcher, you know, how do I cook this? How would I cook this? Because they can answer it. We've cooked it all at one time or another.
Right.
You know, so if you're unfamiliar with a cut of meat, yet you've had it in a restaurant and you want to do it yourself, ask the butcher.
So these are from the internets. Here are the questions from the internets. You ready?
Okay.
All right. And if you want to ask a live question, 321-7200. All right. Here we go. Do spices really matter when cooking the meats?
Well, my thoughts on that, especially like doing a steak or a roast or something like that, I like to stick to the basic salt, pepper, garlic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That'll help bring the flavor of the meat out. Now, if you do run across, you know, they've got these mixes of spices. Mm-hmm. They've got these different rubs that are out there. You can try different ones. If you find one that you really like, feel free to use it. But I've always felt that it's best to just do your salt, pepper, garlic, and taste the meat.
Yeah, because if you're worried, if you have a really good quality cut of meat, that it's going to ruin it if you put the wrong stuff on it.
You want to taste the meat.
You will taste our meat, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Were you guys on butter? Because butter, everyone says, like, you throw that on a steak, it's all great.
Depends on how they do it. I mean, some people make like a sauce with a butter, like a Parmesan-crusted ribeye. You know, they have that, or a butter with seasoning in it, and then cook it in there. Olive oil, butter. It's up to you. You know, you try different things.
That was like porn when he said that right there.
He started to wander. His eyes went elsewhere.
I'm like, what? Parmesan crusted ribeye? What could possibly go wrong with that? That is awesome. All right, let's see here. That was from Jeannie in Chicago. Here we go. Kevin in Tinley Park. When it's below zero and you're not up for grilling outside, what's the next best way to prepare a sirloin or ribeye?
Well, I still say stovetop in a frying pan. You're going to start it out high, and you mentioned the butter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like to use the oil because you can get it a little hotter.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get that oil nice and hot. You're going to put the steak in the frying pan, and you're going to sear it to where it gets a little crusty on the one side. Then you flip it over and get it nice and seared on the other, and then turn the temperature down and cover it and finish it off that way. Or if you have a cast iron pan.
Cast iron is really cool, right? That's a great way to do it.
Then you throw it in the oven. You preheat the oven for like 350 because it stops the browning of the outside. It stops the cooking of the outside of the meat and can finish off the inside of it, especially if you like it medium or something like that. But then you're going to go like maybe 4-5 minutes in the oven.
At 350 inside. 350.
Yeah, you'll be preheating the oven while you're grilling the steak on the stovetop.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then how much per side on that? As you're grilling, because you bring it up to high to do that, right?
Yeah, because you want to sear it. What you're doing is you're searing the outside, searing the juices in, and those will stay in the steak once you've seared both sides of it without.
Like in a fillet, you do all the sides, right? You try to sear all.
Well,
the
yeah,
sides
if you
around.
Can, put it on its sides. So, literally side.
Yeah, roll it and stuff like that. Yeah, I love that. And you get but salt and pepper for that too.
Absolutely,
not too much of the other kind of stuff. All right.
Keep it simple, right? When you have a good cut of meat.
Yeah.
That's what I've always heard.
All right, Bob's got a question for you. 312-9170-200. Go ahead, Bob. The meatheads are here.
How are you doing? Thanks, Troy. Okay, in any event, I love Czech Bohemian-style roast duck, and I've tried to do it on my barbecue grill, but I can't get it done right. I mean, it's just, I do it on the rotisserie, and it's so fatty that you can't get a nice, crusty, you know, dark skin on it. Okay, it's just I just have a hard time cooking roast duck properly on a grill. I try to do a whole duck. I don't know, 3 pounds, maybe 4 pounds.
Yeah, the whole duck. It's
funny that you mentioned duck. I actually did duck at the Taste of Chicago for 5 years in a row, and I found the best way to do it on a grill. And unfortunately, as you want to start it, I cooked it in the oven first. All right, cooked it in the oven for whatever it was, 2 hours maybe.
At what? 325?
Yeah, 325. And then I took it out and I cut it into fours. And then I froze it. And then I brought it down to the fest and finished it off on an open grill out there.
Mm.
So it's par
crispy.
So it's par cooked, basically.
Cooked,
right, good. Very good way of saying it.
Yeah.
And then when we did it on the grill out there, you have the same problem with the, because it is so fatty. I was getting a lot of flare-ups, but you got to expect that.
I love a flare-up.
You got to, well.
No, I mean, I'm the happiest when I'm flaring up. I mean, the people don't like the effect of the flare-up after, you know, you've got this incinerated piece of meat.
If you haven't had a flare-up, you haven't lived. Anyway.
It's true.
But that's the best way to get it crispy is over the open grill after it's already been cooked.
That makes sense.
325, 2 hours in the oven.
Yeah.
And then
quarter it and then grill it. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help.
Sure.
Yeah, good
job. Do the spices on that too. I was making a goulash. I was making. Well, as a family, we made goulash last week. I could say that I did.
You helped.
I did. Now, like the meat. See, for this time of year, those kinds of things, European stews and things like that, and you've got all that, you know, cubed and quartered and everything ready for people who want to do that stuff too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's good. All right, if you're getting ready for the big game on Sunday, no better place to be on, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday than the Polina Meat Market in Chicago. They got 25 different varieties of brats and sausages. They got the pigs in a blanket. They got the meatballs. They got the shrimp. They got the jambalaya, the pigskin summer sausage filled pigs in a blanket, right?
Footballs.
Footballs.
They look like footballs. So you put it on your table and you slice it up.
It's a mini football made out of summer sausage.
Oh,
yeah.
How cool is that?
Really cool.
I should have
brought one.
That is such a cool idea.
It's got the laces on it and everything. Very cool.
Kids go out and play with it first, and then you bring it in, you slice it up and eat it.
Take it in the mud.
Yeah.
That's right.
I love the idea of this. All right. let us go there. 3501 North Lincoln or PolinaMeatMarket.com. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I hope you didn't get offended when I call you meatheads, but you are—you really are the meatheads. You're the two guys who know the most about this that I've ever met in my life, Bill Vigail and Andy Winkle from Polina Meat Market. Thank you very much, guys. All right, coming up, Trump is answering questions in New Hampshire, and it's not going well. Spelsa will join us, and Skilling will join us to tell us if the rain will ever stop. It's like, imagine if this were snow.
Well,
I just want to stop and think about that for a
second.
We're lucky. Oh, my goodness. All right.